This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, October 22nd, brought to you by ADM. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. Well, the Agriculture Department will reopen about 2,100 county offices across the country tomorrow. That despite the ongoing government shutdown, they'll be helping farmers and ranchers get access to $3 billion of aid from existing programs. The USDA said each FSA office will have two workers who will be paid even though the government is shut down. The workers will be paid by carryover balances and administrative funding, one official told AgriPulse. Farmers will be able to apply for farm loans, crop insurance, disaster aid, and other programs. Thousands of other federal employees, like air traffic controllers, working without pay during the shutdown. Pauses in trade with China have hurt U.S. farmers, along with rising costs for equipment, fertilizer, and other materials. U.S. soybean farmers estimated to lose roughly $100 an acre this year, that according to federal data. Through August of this year, Chinese buyers had purchased just over 200 million bushels of U.S. soybeans. But that's compared with almost 1 billion bushels over the same time last year. Now, on the trade front, as Japan's new premier gets to work, our government is finalizing a purchase package, and that would include U.S. pickup trucks, soybeans, and gas. They'll present that to President Trump in trade and security talks next week. Next week marks Trump's first visit to Japan since his re-election. The Japanese package is said to include Ford F-150 pickup trucks, and they admit they're too large for smaller Japanese roads, but they say they may be used for snowplows. There's also an agreement that Japan would buy more U.S. soybeans. Analysts say Tokyo could trim purchases of Brazilian soy, make room for more imports from the U.S. That would account for about 70% of Japan's consumption. Today, AgriPulse is reporting a growing number of states seeking Ag Department approval to restrict purchases of soft drinks, candy, and other sugary foods through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program as the Make America Healthy Again movement is gaining political steam. USDA has so far approved requests from a dozen states for SNAP restrictions of various kinds and is considering four more, that according to an AgriPulse analysis. All seek to restrict sales of certain soft drinks, and several also target candy purchases. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins said since our confirmation, the department has encouraged states to think differently and creatively of how to solve many health issues facing Americans. Recent data on the types of food SNAP recipients choose to buy is limited, but a USDA study analyzing transactions in 2011 at several grocery stores found that approximately 20 cents of every dollar of SNAP households spend on food purchases went towards sweetened beverages, desserts, salty snacks, candy, and sugar. USDA data shows 41.7 million people participated in SNAP as of May, roughly 29% in states that have proposed SNAP food restrictions. Cattle prices lower today at the CME, the market watching for details coming from the USDA about a big package designed to bolster beef production. The market is also said to be concerned about comments regarding increased beef exports from Argentina. U.S. Representative Dusty Johnson and seven of his House Republican colleagues sending a letter to President Trump urging him to give American producers an opportunity to meet increased demand. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by ADM. Harvest to home sounds so simple, but a lot happens between the two. 18,000 people work for ADM in the U.S., operating a vast transportation and manufacturing network. That allowed ADM to purchase over 1 billion bushels of crops from over 56,000 U.S. farmers last year and transport those crops to U.S. and global markets so their ingredients could sustain and benefit families everywhere. Learn more at ADM.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nellie.